All right, there we go. So we shot Con Man here. And in this space right here, the last time I was here, we shot, there was an episode with Trisha Helfer, and it was with Leslie Jordan. And it, the scene was with Dilip Rao, who was, he's a good friend of mine, but he was in Avatar. He was one of the doctors in Avatar. And he was the guy who gave Ray Nearly, the character that I play, a action figure. And he had an action arm. There were some issues with the action arm in the episode. But that's where we shot this, right here. We had some curtains and we shot it there, and then we shot the first episode, the talk back that goes horribly wrong, and I throw the pen and hit somebody's eye, and the whole...
And all these hallways were all production offices.
Yeah.
On both sides.
So it's a homecoming of sorts. This is... everybody introduce yourself. So I'm Alan Tudyk. I'm a guy.
I'm
DJ
Harzma.
Yeah. Who are you, DJ Harzma?
That's a question I've been asking for a while. Yeah,
no, but
who am I? Like, what do I want to be when I grow up? Yeah, I'm.
You've got a lot of time to think about that. You don't have to make any decisions right now, man.
I'm the executive producer of Con Man, along with co-executive producer, technically.
And I'm Shannon Denton, and I'm editing the Spectrum comic.
Woo-hoo! Yeah!
Which we're going to let you see it.
On that TV right there.
Yep. Right there. Soon.
Can we get that? Turn it on?
The color's off.
They just got to plug it in. It'll be ready in a second. I have that same TV at home. Beautiful piece of equipment. So we're here to talk about, so Con Man, for those people who know Con Man, you know what I'm talking about. For people who don't know Con Man, real quick, what the hell is Con Man explanation? Last year at this time, we were crowdfunding Con Man. It was this time, so it's February?
Yeah, we were prepping. We actually started doing it in March, I think, right?
Oh, wow. So we were prepping the crowdfund, which was amazing, went really well because we had so much support from fans, and I think it sounds like maybe some of you guys that are here. Hey!
Anyone else a backer?
It's not that I love you more than other people, but I love you more than other people. That's just how it worked out. Thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us make that. We made Con Man, which is a comedy about the convention world. Myself and Nathan Fillion, and then a bunch of people from the convention circuit. Kevin Grievous is here. He's the writer of I, Frankenstein, and also Underworld. Thank you, Underworld. And what else?
He's also on Ben 10.
He's on Ben 10?
Yeah. He's a man of many times.
From Ben 10? What?
Ben 10.
Ben 10?
You don't watch a lot of cartoons.
I don't watch Ben 10. But yeah, and Seth Green, and God, there were so many different people. Trisha Helfer, who I mentioned from Battlestar Galactica. Sean Astin. Anyway, there are a lot of people in it. And it's about a guy who was on a sci-fi show a little over 10 years ago. I play that guy, and he flew a spaceship on the show. It was canceled way too soon, and the guy who was there, way too soon, and then Nathan Fillion's character, Jack Moore, played the captain on the television show, so,
I get it now,
but that's where, and so, but then Nathan's character, Jack Moore, he became hugely famous, like Matt Damon famous, bless you. And like Matt Damon famous, and Ray Nearly, my character, makes some really bad career choices and ends up not having much of a career. He makes some bad horror movies and really bad sci-fi stuff, and he can't get work and goes to science, goes to conventions his life to make for his career. He's known for that one role, and it bugs him. He went to Juilliard, he wanted to do a bunch of different things, and he resents his life. And that's the story of a guy who needs to figure out that he's got a great life. And where did y'all steal that from? The guy in a van out front, someone. So that's it. So it's followed my character. But so the show within the show, there's a long way around to say,
So Con Man is the comedy. The show that got canceled that Nathan's and my character were on was called Spectrum. Not Firefly or Serenity, it was called Spectrum.
It was our little rights thing we had.
Yeah, so they flew a spaceship on Spectrum. And Spectrum is now a comic. We've written the first comic. And
We've written two,
yes. One is ready to go out the door.
It is out there, it's printing.
It's out the door. That was fast. I hear it's printing.
Despite the fact you sent more changes this morning.
Look,
gonna happen.
I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
But so, over here, seeing Con Man. More again, those are the hands that we love you more.
Love you more. If you want to see it, it's on iTunes right now. It's on iTunes, so you can check it out. I recommend it. It's about this world. If you like convention world, the convention world, there's you may recognize some people there. It's funny. It's funny. It's funny. That's what we were looking for. Something that's funny. And it makes people laugh, so that's awesome. So let's talk about the Spectrum comic a little bit. So this is the show within the show. PJ, who's also the co-producer of Con Man, you wrote 4 young adult novels.
Softwire.
Called Softwire.
Yep.
And... Yep, thank you. Huge Softwire fan. Yeah, I want you to take
it. It was a funny thing though, so we needed a world, right? We couldn't have Firefly, so we needed a world. And years ago, you had read my books. You actually liked them, or were you just saying that?
No, I read them.
Okay. So there was this pre-built world, this huge, giant world, the Rings of Orbis, where Softwire takes place. And the idea was, well, let's use that world and have the characters from Spectrum bump into it and then go off and do its own thing and pick up a couple central characters. So the Spectrum is the story of this ragtag crew, which includes the character Cash Wayne, Jack Morton. Yeah. You're like, what rhymes with what? and
Kosh, it's pronounced Kosh.
And so the comic book is this sort of gathering of these characters and what's happening on Earth. It's the moment when this spaceship is forced to leave Earth, and that's the first 4 comic books. And then when it leaves Earth, it's going to arrive on the Rings of Orbis, and that's where we're going to start 4 novels. And we pick up Katheria from the Softwire, so she's the one main character that we pick up. We pick up Switzer, and we pick up some Miwokers, those great aliens, and a Valerian. This time, the gentleman that made a Valerian.
All right, nice.
So, and then we picked up this lovely gentleman here, Shannon, who has done a few comic books in your day, right?
I've done a couple. I started Image Comics year one, and I've been making comics since, so.
And didn't you do Deadpool? Work on Deadpool?
I used to draw Deadpool for Marvel.
Yeah.
Nice. Never heard of it. Sounds cool.
And I was an editor at DC Comics, and I've known these guys, and happy to be working with them on a really cool property, which we didn't mention though is it's going to be out on Free Comic Book Day. So the purchase price for you is really good. You guys can be able to get
how much is that again?
That is free.
There you go.
So make sure your local comic shop has the comic, otherwise it won't be free because it won't be there.
Right.
No.
But we've had a huge order from comic book stores. So there a lot of comic book stores will have them. And if your local store doesn't have them, you can check maybe the one down the block that will now be your new local store. They have. It's great. You'll notice. Oh, we've got some things coming. We can show you
some of it. First time ever, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is first time ever. First time ever. That's great.
This is the lull where we're supposed to have, you know, video stuff to take over.
Yeah.
And we have the regular series of the comic taking place after Free Comic Book Day. So it's not just the Free Comic, but then there's more.
Yeah, there's more coming. And this is like PJ said, this is the, let me just give the breakdown of the world. So it's I'm flying the spaceship Nathan is the captain of the spaceship, and then we have 1, 2, 3, 4 other members. Anyway, it gets into that. So if you were to watch Spectrum, the TV show that got canceled.
Too soon.
It's basically a ragtag crew every week going on an adventure. So it echoes those types of shows that did that. Whatever those are. And the comic book is how they get how they come together and how they, and what they're searching for, why they go from place to place and what they're looking for in each galaxy, each planet. There are aliens in the world, unlike Firefly, there's aliens. But that's what's so great about PJ's world. He had all these amazing aliens and all these different races that all came together in this universe. I remember there was one with a little kid. They all these kids land at the Rings of Orbis, rings. It's like Saturn's rings, but they all live on the rings. And there was a kid, and they see him later. He got separated. They kind of become slaves. And he shows up, and he's all swollen and rimmed and red. And he's like, hey, he's been sold to be a host body for an alien. And it's gestating inside of him. He's like, it's great. I just got 3 years until the full gestation, and I'm a free man. Like it's a world where there's aliens like that. I love that. You don't see that in Star Wars. Nothing against Star Wars.
You're in Star Wars now, right?
I will be in the next Star Wars. Yeah. Oh, no, not yet. But yeah. What's that?
How's a stormtrooper, right?
How's a stormtrooper?
Not as a stormtrooper.
Not as a stormtrooper, no. No. I can't say what I am yet, which is frustrating to me.
I'll tell you.
No, don't do it, man. And it would be like Disney, like, hup, 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 like come out of the scene. Let's take you and me and Sandy, we're all gone. They just wrap us up.
Commandos.
Yeah, commandos will take us right out of there. All right,
is that our thing?
That's the bloopers. You want to watch the command bloopers?
Oh, yeah, I want to see. Oh, this is the cool.
You want to see those?
These are the bloopers. These are on the. These are a longer version. Of these are going to be on the DVD that is coming. If you were a crowdfund or if you want to buy it, you'll have it somewhere to buy.
What?
The DVD.
Maybe.
Sounds like a great business plan.
Well, we might not be able to sell it soon, hopefully, maybe. Somebody else will sell it. So I don't know where they'll sell that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
It's on iTunes. That's what you're saying. But we do have a DVD, and I don't know. Anyway, this is a shortened version of the bloopers reel.
There's no
audience. There's no audience.
There's no audience.
It almost looks like he heard him say
it. All right, here. Oh, look at this. Now we're going to have to do the old school kind of microphone, hold it over the laptop.
Right, right. So in the first comic, it focuses on, and we'll get this, it's going to focus on Nathan Fillion's character, Cash. Who? That's my character. James Raker. Yeah, there's so many different characters.
So many names.
Yeah, James Raker. And so don't get too let down. My character doesn't show up until comic 2. I know that that's... I wrote it and I still put Nathan first. I don't know.
He calls me late at night to do this.
Nathan. He's working behind.
Is that our audio? There we go.
Who's the publisher?
Automatic Publishing is published for. Frank Bedore has the Hatter M series, so he's doing that for us. Great guy. And plus, he would help out with Conan too. So.
And he's in I.
He's in I-5 right now. I-5.
I'm on the floor, so
I'm on it right now.
All right. Okay, is that ready?
Almost.
Almost. Yep. So in the middle of the comic, I was trying to get one of those old ads that were like, send in 99 cents and get x-ray glasses.
Or the little monkeys that you watch in the bowl.
Yes.
Yes.
Sea monkeys. Sea monkeys. And the 8-foot ghost that's powered by a fan or something. That was the one I always wanted. Those are the things, I can sit on that page longer than most pages. What else can I get? Oh my God.
All of Iwo Jima for 99 cents.
Yes. But I was voted down on that one, and we put an ad for something else in there. This is the bloopers reel.
With audio.
With audio. That you would get, were you able to buy the DVD.
What?
Did you say cut? That was way what short. We, yeah. You know, you can.
What?
Did you say cut? That was the first take. I actually, yeah. Sorry.
Spray can cheese bomb. Spray cheese bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I do for faith again. Oh, my mind. Oh, my. And like that, that hurt. So just grab your leg and wrench it off.
I'll do the other one.
Who left their phone on?
Is you?
Admit that Gollum is nothing more than a syphilitic shade down. Get it.
Oh my God, thank you.
Good one, Mr. Projectile.
She's like the bastard stepchild that she has to sit in the way back.
Put your head down.
Boy, I got on my shirt.
Okay. T-Rex, Jurassic Park.
That's right. Okay, yes. It's a costume from Kakiko, Kakiko Kai. Kakiko, Kakiko Kai. Kaki, Kakoko, Kakoko Kai. Kakiko, Kakiko Kai. Kakiko Kai, Kakiko Kai. Kakiko, Kakiko Kai.
I think we should cut into a rehearsal here.
I'm a little nervous. I just had the weirdest thing with the fan in the men's room.
I keep that one to yourself.
Hey! I forgot my line.
Absolutely. Is a petty prick and a goofy pants.
My ex-husband had two wooden legs, but real feet.
Help me to forget what happened to my village. I burned it down. I burned it down.
This is
I burned it down. You are an angel. Somebody here.
Cut.
Cut. Cut. Cut. Cut.
And cut.
Cool.
So thank you to those people who supported Con Man and made that possible. It was a lot of fun, obviously. Wow, if you haven't seen Henry Rollins, can you believe Henry Rollins stabbed me with a cake knife? Dreams do come true. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So that's a little comment if you didn't know what comment was. And that's obviously just bloopers, but you may recognize some people there from the con world who are in the series. And Felicia Day is hysterical. If you know who Felicia Day is, I imagine many people do. She's brilliant. And, okay, good, great. So is there a way to turn off that sound now? Not myself.
Keep talking. Talk.
1-1-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2.
Lovely. That's why
you teach you now. Yeah, he gets things done. So, that's Con Man, and then...
That's still Con Man.
All right. That's Spectrum the first time.
It's issue number zero. Why is it called issue number zero?
Zero is the origin issues with a start.
Move your things.
So I forgot about this. So that's the beginning. The issue zero is the origin story, beginning from there, and then the issue that will be for sale will be the actual first issue. That'll be the number one issue. And then the series continues.
Oh, because this one's on Free Comic Book Day, it's zero.
Zero.
And so
when you walk into the store, buy your first one, you're getting the very first issue.
So
this one's totally free, it's a zero issue.
But like if you're a comic book collector,
yes.
To get the zero issue, is that badass?
Well, it'd be hard. You're not going to be able to get it after Free Comic Book Day.
I know, so it seems like that'd be bad.
Yeah.
But you're in issue one, though, so you can still say, yes, I'm in issue one of Comic Book Day.
Well, I don't really care about that. My name's on the cover, for Christ's sake. So that's Nathan, looking very rugged.
And that's Skylar.
Oh, that's your daughter.
Yep.
She doesn't look like that.
No.
She's a little less red.
She's not red in real life.
But yes, in the last three episodes of Con Man, you get to see a little bit of Spectrum, what it was like on a TV show. It's a weird version of Spectrum because in the show Con Man, the last episode of Spectrum was being shot when it got canceled, which is actually what happened to us in Firefly. We were halfway done with an episode, and then Joss Whedon came on set, and he was like, and we've been canceled, and then we all went home. And then we came back the next day. And we finished making the last episode together knowing we were canceled. It was this beautiful time. We all got to hang out and take pictures and waste time and really have a blast. Waste Fox's money as much as possible. And so it was beautiful. So the idea within Con Man is that when Spectrum was canceled, the creator went insane, stole all the dailies, and left and went to Holland. And hasn't been heard from again. And so in Con Man, the last three episodes, he releases finally the last episode that nobody's seen. The lost episode, as everybody calls it. And so you see pieces of what they shot, then there's fill-in that he made the episode with bad actors, with no budget. So actually James Gunn is in that one. He's the Nathan Fillion character. Candace Patton from Flash, if you know her, she's fantastic. She plays, she's in it. But so if you were to watch the last three episodes of Con Man, you'd see a little bit of Spectrum, and you would see Skylar, who plays Katheria.
That was a long story to get to there.
It was a good story.
So they're the characters of Spectrum.
So yes, now we're back onto that again. I was having a good, remember the good old days time. So let's talk about these people.
That's me.
Then that's Nathan's character.
Right.
And then this is...
Who is he? What can we say?
Captain James Raker.
Right.
From GDSF.
Right. What?
Yeah. Global Defense Space Force.
Oh, God.
There we go. And then that's Bree Whitney.
Played by
Amy Acker.
Amy Acker. She's the con man. She does such an amazing job. I honestly, one of my favorite actresses in the entire world. I know why Joss Whedon keeps hiring her, because she can do anything. It's weird.
Kitheria, who we talked about.
That's played by your daughter in the show. Yep. But she, if you know anything about The Softwire, she is, since you could know, what was she at the end of The Softwire?
The Scion. She's a Scion.
Scion!
But we just gave away the 4 books with that movie. You don't have to read them. And then Dr. Mitney.
Dr. Mitney, who was played by
Bruce
Campbell. not to be confused with Bruce Campbell. His name is Bruce Camp-Bell. There's a hyphen on remember.
No hyphens.
No hyphen. Campbell. But so that's him.
And then Hashin the Kneewalker.
He's a Kneewalker, and he's the alien who's on board. So these are all the people who end up on board the spaceship Spectrum. It's called Spectrum. And
here's one of the panels in the comics. There's a great comic book artist, Sarah Stone, a female artist, just amazing. So this is one of the images in the beginning, the first book with Captain Raker.
And a dead person! But not any normal dead, they got dead.
Yeah.
They got fried in a special way.
Yeah. Really bad. Some more of the art with Kitheria and the Hashin. It was a great art though, just killer art. More on the planet.
Is this something that is only in comic books? that's Wolverine, right?
And with a comic book, you have to figure out how to spell that stuff. There's actually a dictionary we use of comic book sounds.
You would think this should be a wall.
See? Changes. Always changes.
It'll be a Wump in the E edition.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just...
And well, here's a seer.
Oh, that was a good one.
So, like everything else, I mean, we're really proud of the production value of Con Man, and we're really proud of the production value of the comic. You know, a lot of times it's a free part of a crowdfunding campaign, but we really took a lot of effort and love to make it a kick-ass comic book. At Free Comic Book Day, we gave him a 36-page comic book, and it's all comic. It's not filler.
Yeah, we didn't get that little thing in the middle that I wanted. All comic. But you benefit from that, I think, ultimately.
And then this is the Spectrum. The artist drawing, Nathan Geffer from Australia. He did the spaceship for us, and this is his rendition of Spectrum.
Yeah.
So this will be in the comic book as a poster. So if you get the comic book, you can pull this out and see? Wow, so much good stuff.
Put it in your locker. Where I put mine.
This is the cartographers, the bad guys that blow stuff up.
Ooh.
Same artist.
Ooh.
This will be in book 2.
Very cool.
This is the cover of book 2. Oh, who's on the cover?
Cash. He's on there.
That's me. Who's that?
Campbell. Dr. Mitney.
All right. Stretch, but that's pretty much a stretch for me too. And Nathan looks like him. That's up. Amy Acker, we're missing somebody. Anyway,
that's Amy Acker back there in the back.
I know, but where's Dr. Chukwuma? Standing just
next
behind
issue.
Next issue.
Next.
Oh, she's in the next episode. Yeah, next comic.
Just tell him.
Anyway, I like that. I like that art very much.
What's it like to be on the cover of a comic book?
Well, I've done it before. I've been on the Serenity comic, and I had nothing to do with that, but I did see it. And I've been on some Dollhouse comics looking really evil. Looking pretty evil on those. But This is great. This is great to be able to like make a plan.
You say, that guy in it. This is the third comic book
cover. Oh, this is the one. I feel like that's
not you.
Not me at all. It looks like Tom Hiddleston's ugly, jaundiced cousin.
That's really round.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that supposed to be part of it?
No, I'm just joking. Oh.
Yeah, this one, you get
to see. Guess what, we're changing.
Yeah, you don't get this one, you get to see it here. But this has not gone through the editing process. I think Nathan looks cool. But I don't know who that is.
He needs gone through the process.
He needs a sandwich, and he needs a rest. He needs to lay down and maybe.
Would you be upset if I said this was already at the printers? We're gonna change. So that's the comic.
That's not the comic, but that is a lot of the comic. That's a lot of what you're gonna get with the comic.
Do you want to show them the next thing?
What's the next thing?
What's that?
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah, including the zero.
And then a book of them. A trade.
Yeah. It's that will be, I think we've said this, it's what bridges, it's the backstory. It gives the backstory of how they all end up on this spaceship, what the spaceship is, and what their mission, as they're starting off. Their mission will come in as the novel starts, which happens, the actual book and novel. That happens right after that.
And you want to?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because we, yeah. Let it hype in it. Con Man the Game.
That's next.
So.
It's going to be an iOS and Android game.
Yes.
You're going to be able to go in and start building your own con. You got to pick your booths. You got to decide if you want a science fiction con, a horror con, a fantasy con. Then you got to get your guests to come and get them to sign there. And there's VIP signs. You got to make sure you put out the right toilets. You have to. When you start in the beginning, you only get like tuna can fish vending machines that leak all over the con floor. People get mad. But you're trying to build up to the best con, to the biggest con, so that you can invite Jack Moore to the con. And what's that con called?
The Shaka Con. And again, Nathan is a much better placement than me.
And there's a battle component with it where you have to get super fans, and you build up your super fans, and when the con is too crazy, the aliens from Spectrum come out and start beating up your con. So you have to have these super fans to go out and beat back the aliens. And so if you have a poster and you hit them, then that's worth so many hit points. But if you have a signed poster, now that one's worth a lot more. So we're really excited about that. We're going to do the global launch at San Diego Comic-Con this year. So
we went to Quebec right after we finished shooting Con Man. We went to San Diego Comic-Con 2 weeks later. Did we have 2 weeks to put together the trailer?
Not even 10 days.
10 days to put together the trailer. Went to San Diego Comic-Con. We're in Hall H, which was unbelievable. And launched Con-Man, showed the trailer there, and told everybody who didn't know about Con-Man, hey, check it out, it's Con-Man. And then went to Quebec the next day and met with Frima. And who is Frima?
Frima is Canada's largest game company up there. And I had worked with them writing some AAA games and spoke to them when we were in the middle of the crowdfunding and it was going so well. And we were like, well, if we keep getting some of this money, what could we do? Could we actually make the game? And while we were doing the crowdfunding, we were talking with them and they came up with some great ideas and really helped in the process. And they're total nerds. They're totally into the game. They love every aspect about it. And they're really making it something special. So we're really excited to have them as partners.
Yeah, so we've been working on it ever since last year. Ever since that time last year, it's been moving forward. And this is the first, right? That's the first show.
That's the back page of the first comic book.
The first comic book, and that's the first people have seen.
Very first time anybody's ever seen. Wait, we should turn that off.
It's pretty
big for you guys.
Yeah. Great. So, Fantastic.
All right. Great fans.
Created by fans.
Create by fans. Just create by fans.
Create by fans.
It's a new app. I know.
There we go. We'll go there. There we go.
Brilliant. Well, all right, guys. Oh, do you have questions? Did we just
do you want to do some questions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Does anybody have any questions? Yes.
Yeah, hi. Okay. Rosen, Big Hero 6.
Yes.
And now Zootopia.
Yes.
So, are you Disney's new John Rassenberger?
I have convinced them, I believe, successfully that I am. I was first King Candy in Wreck-It Ralph, and after, thank you very much, I hired you. Then they've put me in everyone since. And it helped that the same people were working on the other ones, the same people working on Frozen that worked on Wreck-It Ralph, and then Big Hero 6, same thing, and Zootopia, then Rich Moore, who directed Wreck-It Ralph, has been co-directing that one. So it's not incestuous sounds so bad, you know?
That's because it is.
That's not what my sister says. That's disgusting. I should have said cousin. Cousin would have been funny. Sister's just disgusting. Sorry, Shannon. It's my sister thing. I haven't done anything for the next one, although it's on my IMDb page. So it looks like I will be. I don't know how that works. Yeah. Cheers. Thank you. Thank you for the question. Anyone else? Yes.
First of all, I just want to say you're one of the reasons why I love Halo ESD.
Oh, Halo.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Nathan. Nathan does that. Yeah.
The real question is that it was announced that you're going to be part of the Masters of Orion game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, talk about that.
I'm part of it.
How you got involved and what can we expect from your voice?
How I got involved was they called me. And I said, yeah, all right. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what I can say about it. You can go, they did, I'm sure you saw that little trailer of us, sort of a little interview with Mark Hamill and myself and all the people who are in this game. Nolan North is in it, and we just sort of give a little background of our character. They show our character, and we do a little talking. That's kind of all I can say about that one right now. And it's not because I don't remember. It's because I'm not allowed to say. I do have to say, not to try to bring everything back to comment, but there is a funny thing about Halo. When I first did Halo with Nathan, we did Halo 3, and I was in New York, and he was in L.A., and I recorded it, he recorded, we got back together in L.A., and he was like, hey, well, that was great, right? You did it, it was fun. And I said, what did they have you saying? And he goes, you know, the typical stuff. Follow me, this way! We got him on the run! And I was like, that sucks, because I said, ow! They're using real bullets! These are actual lines. A new plan, let's hide. And in episode 8. Episode 8 of Con Man, we took that and with Nolan North also, if you know Nolan, is a great voiceover actor, and Mario Ventimiglia and Gina Torres. There's a scene with us basically doing a recording of my character dealing with that same problem. Except he has a character who was shot in the rectum, and he's having a tough character to play in the video game. But yeah, Halo, big part of my heart, Halo. Spent a lot of hours in that game.
That's how we met.
Oh, that's how we met!
Yeah. We would,
right.
My wife and I were at some party or something, whatever, Nathan was there, and we were friends because, you know, we're Canadians, and Nathan was, what'd you guys do over the Christmas? And Risa was, I'm a little embarrassed. We spent the entire Christmas break playing Halo. And Nathan looks at her and goes, you had me at Halo. And then we started every Sunday night playing Halo from dinner till Monday sunrise. That's when you, said, you had to hook the two together still to the Ethernet and play back to back so you couldn't see which screen you're on. Oh my God, there's no more! And we were playing, you know, and it was 3 against 2, and Nathan started auditioning people as a third. And I remember he goes, okay, because he went through a lot. I got one more guy coming, and he started doing Firefly, and it was Alan Tudyk. He was at 28 days. You know him? No, bring him. Just bring him. And we had a nickname for you. Do you remember the nickname?
I do remember the nickname. It was the Equalizer. But here's, you know, you're so proud of this. First of all, why was I the Equalizer? Because you get your butt kicked by Nathan and Corey. Two against three, they were ruining them.
Losing.
So I came in having just learned how to play Xbox. And I became the Equalizer because then I evened out the score. But you're just accepting that you were getting your butt kicked before. But then we came back.
Oh, it got so bad. I didn't even want to play anymore. It was just awful. You just respawn. Oh, I'm dead again. It was just awful.
Yeah. So they quit. So you quit.
We got testy at the end there. Well, a lot of did. Not with us, but other people that were involved, and it was 2 long years.
Every Sunday night, and if you miss, it was not cool. Yeah, good time. So yeah, Halo. Thank you. Right. Good times, Halo. Yes. Yes.
If you work on any other sci-fi franchise, past or present,
what
would it be and why?
Sorry, that's a tough one.
Oh, that is a tough one. Because I've gotten to work on Star Wars on the comic side, and so that's a cool. Big one that inspired me to get into the business. Probably Star Trek. I've never worked on Star Trek. My wife worked on Star Trek, so I'm a little jealous there.
Cool.
So that one I would probably put on the list.
Nice.
You go.
I go.
I can't think. There's so many.
Past or present. Probably present because it'd be cool to have a job. I'll be in Deadpool. Guardians of the Galaxy is great.
That would be good.
I'd love to be in that. I'd like work on it in catering.
Prometheus. I would love to be in that thing. Come on, I love that. Avatar? I like that one too. You like Avatar?
Do that.
I would do Avatar.
Do that one.
Yeah.
Respect. Back.
There we go. Cool. I like Prometheus. Sorry.
Yes. All right. Any more questions? If not, yeah?
First of all, I love the first season of comment.
Thank you.
I bought it on iTunes.
All right. Hey, buddy.
Come here. You're the guy.
Come here. Look at this. I got something for you right here. Look at this. And the slammer strip. Here you go. You come get it after your question. Here you go. Yeah, come on. This was actually in Con Man, the Bacon, which was Bacon was one of the cons. Thank you. And we used that as one of the lanyards in Con Man. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. So what's your question?
Two questions. When is season 2 coming out?
You right.
Guys, I'm sure you guys are doing that. And are you going to make Spectrum the movie?
Right. We're working.
We're in the middle of making season 2 happen, and if all goes well, we'll start shooting in June, and you should see it in fall of season 2.
It would be done the same time period, that with the same
yep.
release schedule that we did yep. one. And if there was, we were focused on that, so Spectrum the movie would be very cool. And if we did do a Spectrum movie, it would be based on the comic books, or the books following the comic books, or whatever. But it'll be that story. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for that question. Brilliant.
I was, as soon as I saw the trailer, Indiegogo, the Con Man, with the scene in the bathroom stall, I was hooked. And I loved the first season.
Let me give you something then. Woo-hoo! Not that I love. This is a trading card with Cash Wayne on it. On the front, and then on the back is Cash Wayne's back. best pilot ever, Cash Wayne.
With the amount of support you had, you must have known it was going to be a success. Was there anything about the way it turned out, the success, that surprised you? That you were like, oh, this is even cooler than I expected?
working with other, I mean, actually, the making of Con Man was for me pretty unbelievable because I wrote it and then I directed it and I was in it. And I was extraordinarily blown away, excited by the people who came together to do it and everybody who's throwing in and being like, yeah, I'll be in that. And then getting to work with other actors, that was more fun than I realized it would be. Being in charge. Because nobody got to tell you, nobody could tell me no. I mean, PJ told me no a few times. But nobody, I didn't have to listen to anybody. No, I had to listen, but not really. Like people, you know, like any, I could just change a scene and...
And you did.
And I did. You could just change it, change things. I like how this is working better. We're just going to do it like this. You know what? I had an idea last night. I want to do it like this now. There was a thing with Trisha Helfer and I, Helfer's character and I. She plays this woman with a baby that she treats as real. She's at a baby doll convention, which actually happened. I was at one in Florida, Orlando, Florida. Half of the north side of the hotel was a baby doll convention, and the south side was the sci-fi convention. It was one of the first ones I ever went to, and that convention's still there in Orlando. The comic book convention isn't there anymore. It's been taken over. But I was in the lobby. I saw this thing happen. I saw these women with babies, and they turned out to be dolls. And so that's how that episode starts. And her character, my character, I have a romantic element in Con Man. And I had written that she was very prudish. And when we would go to kiss, our lips would just barely touch, and then she would just maul me, grab my hair, pull it, slap my face, what's happening, and stick her tongue in my mouth. And I changed it by my girlfriend's suggestion. No. No.
Your girlfriend was upset that day. I wondered why that
is. Yeah. I changed it to the idea that she was just weird, to where she say, kiss me, and she was all very sexy, and kiss me, and the minute I would go to kiss her, she'd give me her cheek, but would enjoy it as if she was having, oh God, yes, it's happening, she kept saying, what's happening, I don't understand what's happening, stop it, it's too much, so I got to change that, just like, wouldn't this be silly and weird, and then we did it, and then it's one of my favorite things that's in it, we were in that TARDIS you saw in the bloopers, we had the makeout session in the TARDIS. So I had no idea how much fun, how drunk with power I would become. That blew me away. Thank you for asking. Thank you. Cheers. Any other questions? Y'all got a question? We got a yes.
I was actually at Comic Con when you were in the trailer.
Uh huh.
And it actually was like a really heartwarming experience. I'd never been like.
Oh, you were at the one in San Diego?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What do you think of Con Man the series? Oh, you saw it though?
Yeah.
This right there. Look, okay, it's got my strength, my density. So usually don't rate that. I have very little toxicity, but a lot of flavor. So it's nothing that made you prouder than to be there and be a part of that
show. Yeah, to just be a part of this.
I'm sorry.
It was the one thing I went away talking about is why I'm here at this con. And I was just wondering, are there more plans for more conventions around here that I can convince other people to go to so they have this experience and get into this?
There's a lot.
March 19th we'll be at the SDCC, Silicon Valley.
Oh yeah.
With you and Nathan.
Oh, I gotta do that, right. No, I gotta do a thing. I gotta
one thing. And then we'll be at WonderCon, which is April 4th. And we'll have a panel there. And then we did have you'll be in Calgary.
And is that how it's said?
Calgary? As a Canadian.
Yeah. I'm in Toronto too.
Toronto. Yeah. And then we had a bunch scheduled in June, but we can't do those now.
Hopefully.
We can't do those now
because we're going to be making more. Yeah. Coming more than likely.
And then the WonderCon will be, Silicon Valley WonderCon, the first time we'll have a Con Man booth.
Yeah. But any convention is good, even if we're not there, you know, just bring your friends and expose them to this world, right?
It's great. You are.
You
can't ask that up.
Follow.
Yes, over there.
I'm talking about. My question for you is...
Yes, you just come get this one.
I will look at that. You have so many great actors. It's great to see so many surprise actors up there, faces you recognize. Who would be your dream actor to get on the next
right.
season?
Tanya Maslany. She would be great. They film at the same time, so it would be hard for that to happen. I'd love Norman Reedus, but again, he films at the same time, too. If it could be anybody, though, and we're done.
That was actually good. Don't answer that.
If you could have anybody on this?
I'm trying to think who you guys haven't had.
I just say what he says.
No, I would
write it down and go.
I want Frank Oz to direct one.
Miss Piggy?
Yeah, he did the voice of Miss Piggy.
But I mean, if you could get Miss Piggy in Conman, that would be my choice.
That would be badass. Maybe Yoda might be the more appropriate one of his characters, but he's a great director and.
The old classic ones, though. I wanted Jill Gerard from Buck Rogers in the 21st Century. Remember that?
But, like, anybody. You could have, like, Mick Jagger. Wasn't he in something sci-fi at some point?
Free Jack.
Free
Jack, right?
Free Jack.
There we go. Lawrence Fishburne.
Try it.
Yeah. Busy. Yeah.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Harrison Ford, there you go. That'd be a good one.
We're not returning his calls.
Harrison Ford.
We're not returning his calls.
Yeah.
In the yellow.
Will we ever see Steve the Pirate?
Again?
Yeah.
Steve the Pirate, I don't know. They wrote a second one. Somebody did, but I don't know. I think Zoolander took precedence there. If I get the call, I'll put back on my earrings. My sash. Yeah, it was a fun movie. Yes?
From an actor's perspective, what has been your favorite role?
My favorite role of my life? I think Wash is right up there because he was the closest to me as a person. Like, he didn't like violence. He wasn't afraid to run away. Why is it all killing? Can we, he's running on the table? I like that idea. He wasn't afraid to do that. So that was great. That was really the first show or movie that I got to be so close to myself. I'm going to be in Star Wars, so that's... I haven't seen it. Come out. But I haven't seen it yet. I saw some stuff. It looks amazing, but the experience of doing that for 6 months was really fun. And usually movies aren't fun until you're done for like a year later, and then you go, oh, we had a great time. But if you like go and look at your journal entries, they're like, that son of a bitch. I've made a huge mistake, you know. It's hard work a lot of times.
You were editing Con Man while shooting Star Wars.
Iron Man. Not the suit, but working hard.
Working hard.
Yes, Iron Man.
We're going to talk later and I'm going to understand that better. But yeah, there was that. Star Wars was hard, but it was really fun. It's a cool world. Diego Luna is one of the leads and Felicity Jones is the other lead. And oh, there's great people in it. Ben Mendelsohn, Michael Mickelson, anyway.
They're giving me the it's over symbol.
Oh, it's over, guys.
So you're gonna go sign some stuff, right?
I'm gonna go sign some stuff. If you wanted to do that, I'll see you over there. And I think I'm taking pictures or something. If you want to do that, I'll see you over there.
Thank you, everyone.
Free comic book day!